You have a plan for your business and a vision for its future. So it's important to have a banking partner that works to understand all of your goals and what it will take to help you reach them. Work with a banker who is dedicated to listening first and providing insightful, personalized advice that's right for you and your business. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Shaletta Brundage is known as the autism mom, not just because she's got three kids on the spectrum, but because she's an advocate who works to educate and inspire other moms of kids with special needs.
Give them a sense of pride.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Taking Authority Over Autism. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome. Welcome to the show. If you have a child with autism, or you are a caregiver or a counselor, this is a safe space where we talk about things, we address issues, because nobody knows what it's like to have a child with autism unless you have one. And it can be lonely. It can be frustrating. It can be a joyful time. But I don't want us to do this in isolation. It takes community. And that's why this show exists. And for those of my regulars who are out there, who are watching and listening, welcome back. Welcome back, Carter. We made it another week, y'all. We made it. And, you know, when you're a parent of a child who has a disability, you and I both know it can take over your life. You know what your child needs and what support your family needs, but you can't always find the person who can provide us with the right care and service, especially in these days when there is such a shortage of direct support professionals. That is all I am hearing about. Before COVID, it was already tight. And then after COVID, it got even tighter, if that was possible. And so we just wind up doing it ourselves. And we are running ourselves into the ground because we have children with high care needs. And that means a lot of appointments, running to therapies. Some days caregiving interferes with our work. I know that for a long time, I worked 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. so that I could be home when the school called, because the school was always calling. And we are left in that terrible position of trying to make a living and trying to make a life. And there's an answer that I want to make sure that you know about as you try to put these pieces together, as you ask these questions. This could really be a godsend to your family because it helped mine. And that's Partners in Community Support, or PICS, P-I-C-S. They are a subsidiary of Lutheran Social Services. And today, I am so glad to have Ashley Gagiri and Jessica Gerard with the PICS program. These ladies are new to the show, but they are no strangers to me because they have helped me and we have been in the trenches together trying to help me find services and resources for my special needs children. And before we get to the show, I gotta say thank you. I gotta say thank you for helping me not lose my mind. Thank you for helping me with these kids. Y'all have blessed my life and blessed my children.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And, you know, I just need to dive right into this, Ashley, because you're a PICS program manager. And for folks who don't know what PICS is, can you explain it a little bit? Why is this so helpful for families that you work with? Are family members surprised that they can be compensated for what they are already doing? Because when somebody told me there was a paid parent program that paid you to stay at home and take care of your kids, I thought it was a pipe dream. I thought this person was putting a carrot in front of my face that was not attainable. I thought nobody is going to pay you to stay at home with your kids. And that is actually the case.
You are not alone with that thought. So Partners in Community Supports, or PICS, we are what is known as a financial management service provider, or an FMS. So we assist individuals with disabilities and older adults that are approved for waiver services or grant services through the state and federal government. What that means is once someone is assessed for a need, they could be granted an allocation amount if they choose the self-directed option, which is something Shaletta is a little bit more familiar with. That's where that parent comes into play quite often. There are also traditional services that we work with as well, individualized home supports. Both of those programs are a lifeline for a lot of the families that we work with, and that's what we hear a lot. They are very grateful that there are these programs. They don't have to potentially choose between putting food on the table or paying rent if they could be a paid parent and a caregiver, because they're not at risk of losing a job because they are called by the school for something that happens or there's something else that goes on. There's a lot of different pieces involved. We are a small part of that, but we love our job and we love working with the families that we serve.
Yes, you have an adult son with autism and you found community services for him. What has self-directed care done for your child? We were talking about this before the show, and we're talking about not just access to services and, you know, how he's able to get a job now and there's purpose, there's a reason to wake up every day.
Yeah. So when he was growing up, you know, I had this concern about what was going to happen next because he didn't want to live in a group home.
Right.
And, you know, I was concerned if he stays living with us, I mean, I'm happy to have him do that, but what happens if something happens to us or later in life when we're gone? And so I wanted to know that he could live independently and be okay and have the support he needs. And so home and community-based services has done exactly that. He's able to live in an apartment and have someone come in and be that support for, you know, helping him learn those independent living skills, keep working on those, get out in the community and do what he enjoys with his peers, and you know, work on those social skills. And also the to-go card where they load funds for him to have transportation to get to and from work. So it's really just made all the difference in him being able to live the life he wants to live.
Now, Jessica, a lot of us want that. Right. We want that for our autistic sons and daughters, our grandsons and granddaughters. But we might not know what services our children qualify for. Can you help us right now with that through PICS? You know, because I talk about my son Daniel all the time, and for 3 years he qualified. And I was working 8 p.m. to 4 a.m., getting off work, sleeping in the driveway from 5 to 6. And then when the kids woke up at 6, you know, my ex-husband would come and wake me up, and then I would come in the house, and the kids never knew I wasn't asleep, right? But that's all that I could do so that I wouldn't lose my job, so that we would have insurance, so that we would have some money coming in here so we could pay these bills so the lights wouldn't get turned off. I had no idea that this was available.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that often in my role now as a family advocacy and outreach manager. I'm out talking with families and I'm in support groups, and I hear people say, you know, I never knew this existed, or, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And so that's part of the work we're trying to do, is traveling around the state with resources and education, trying to help people understand what is out there and what's available to them. And really the first step is that they need to call the county and ask for a MIN Choices assessment. And there is some eligibility requirements around that too. And then once they do that assessment, it tells them what services they qualify for, and then they can choose what works best for them and their family.
Now, Ashley, I have to tell you, initially, that sounded like a lot of hoops to jump through. I'm like, I got 3 babies on the spectrum. I got a teenager. I'm about to divorce my husband. I don't have time to be qualifying for nothing. I don't have time to fill out another piece of daggum paperwork. But if people are interested in PICS and getting these services, once you do it one time, that's it. And it is smooth sailing after that.
Yes, it is. I highly recommend, like you mentioned, the process for getting started, sometimes even just within the county, can be a lot. It's like climbing an uphill battle. Mm-hmm. We hear that quite often when families are calling and figuring out what steps they need to take. Is that, have you had the assessment yet? No, we're waiting to hear the results back. What I always say is, you know your children, you know this individual best. Keep fighting, keep advocating mm-hmm. for them. It will seem like an uphill battle, but once you get to the top of that hill, that mountain, things get a lot better and you can see the sun. It gets a lot better. It's just a kind of a sigh of relief at times for people, but getting to that point can be a lot. And there are a lot of steps involved. Unfortunately, it is bureaucracy a little bit at times between the county and the state, and then getting started with whichever provider that you choose. But with us, like you said, if you have multiple kids, yes, there's going to be paperwork, but the initial startup is where the most paperwork is. And we have a fantastic enrollment team. They will meet you where you're at. So we
can do virtual meetings.
We can do whatever you need to do to get that paperwork done. Mm-hmm. We explain everything. We walk you through it. Our payroll and HR teams are there to support as well with everything, so you get everything processed. We want to make it as smooth as possible, because normally we're one of the last stops, and we know everyone is mentally just drained from everything at that point. But the nice thing is, like you said, if you have multiple kids, as you're adding them on, it's way less paperwork than it was when it started.
Let me tell you something. Y'all's people came to my house, and this was before COVID, and I was sitting down on the floor in front of my kids' room, because at the time they were elopers. And they would run out of the house. And this was before I had combination locks on the doors and before they got better. And I locked them in their rooms with the, you know, little gate, like little puppy gate. And I was sitting outside the door on the floor just crying. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know who this woman was. God bless her, wherever she is now. But she sat down on that floor with me, and we filled out that paperwork together. If she had not done that, I still would not be on the program, because at the time I didn't have the strength, ladies, to do it. And so when you say that, I know it to be true. And holding hands is still something that we do, because you all do this for a living. We do it once a year, maybe every 6 months if there's an update or upgrade or we get an increase. And to have somebody like Chuchi or some of the other people on your team, you know, just take us by the hand and walk us through this, it is a game changer. And Chuchi and his team, they make sure that I don't leave any money on the table. If it's some finances out there for my child, I don't care if it's $1,000. I don't care if it's $500. He makes sure that funding is allocated and it comes into this house for my children. And we have had, ladies, a better quality of life. I was able to stop working 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. I was able to get some rest. I was able to be here and present for my kids without us being put out and still pay our mortgage. And I just want to make sure that every family knows about that. Miss Ashley and Miss Jessica, y'all like, yes, girl, yes, yes, girl, yes.
That's what I love to hear. It's why I do what I do. When you're talking about someone coming in and sitting on your floor, I've done those myself. I've been part of our enrollment team. I've gone out to someone's home. One of my favorite memories is we're sitting there. The child is coloring, and when they leave, they give me a picture to go with. Like that's, those are some of my favorite memories and why I enjoy and love what I do.
Yes. What were you saying, Miss Jessica? You were like, yes, girl, I'm with you.
Yeah, you know, I remember those days and having all those feelings, and to have someone come alongside you and make your life better and help you feel like the future is going to be okay, and more than okay, it's going to be good, and your kids are going to be able to live the lives they want. You're going to be able to live the life you want. It just means everything.
Now, Miss Ashley, we've talked about kids with autism because that's what this show is all about. But a lot of people who watch this are intergenerational. I've got grandparents who watch this show religiously. I've got aunts and uncles, great aunts and uncles, cousins who listen online. And I just want to make sure that they know before I let you ladies go that PICS also expands choices for other people who are at the end of their rope and need services. Who else can get help through PICS?
Yeah. So it all starts kind of, like we said, with that assessment, whether that's mm-hmm. through the state and the MnChoice assessment, or we also serve older adults that receive waiver funding as well, normally through their health insurance provider. So it's mm-hmm. what's known as an elderly waiver. Big thing with these programs, the self-directed, so the consumer-directed community supports, and even the consumer support grant, you have more control over how those funds are spent. So with the elderly waiver, you can hire caregivers and support staff as well, with the end goal of keeping you in your own home and community as well, instead of like a nursing home facility and all of that. So it helps give you the support that you need while maintaining that independence, which is the ultimate goal of these self-directed and traditional services as well, is maintaining that independence, maintaining within your home, whether that means using the funds for caregiver support or adaptive equipment, home modifications, different therapies. There's a wide variety of different options based on someone's assessed need that they can use those funds for, as long as they have approval. So it's an amazing program. I can't talk about it enough. And it allows you, like you mentioned, there's a shortage with PCAs and direct mm-hmm. support professionals right now. So with that self-directed option, it allows them to hire family and friends and people that yes. are already providing those supports.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ms. Jessica, before we go, you got to tell us how folks can connect with PICS, because they've listened and they're like, yes, I got to find them. How do they locate you?
Yeah. So our website is PICSMN.org. So they can go on there. There's a link if they want to contact us. Mm-hmm. They can also give us a call. Ashley, do you have that number?
There's a couple different calls. So if you want to talk directly with our enrollment team, who will have a lot of information, it is 651-967-5063. Otherwise, our main phone number, 651-967-5060. And we can get you in touch with that team as well.
And either one of those numbers, if you call, there's a capable person on the other end of the phone line. And if you've got the wrong number, don't worry about it. They will reroute and direct you to where you need to go. PICSMN.org. Ashley and Jessica, thank you so much, not only for being on the show, but for the work you do for families like mine. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. And thank y'all for tuning in for another edition of Taking Authority Over Autism. This is the one-stop shop for all things to help parents and caregivers who have children and adults in their lives with autism. We will see you all next week.
Always fun and informative, Shaletta's a big draw at autism conferences across the country. Find out how you can book her as a featured speaker for your next event at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
People say we're made up, just a myth. At least we can all agree that recycling is real. Don't believe me? Recycled food cans are transported by Minnesota companies to foundries and steel mills throughout the Midwest. These cans are made into new products, like wire, beams, and parts for cars and appliances. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
Are you planning a trip during spring break? Traveling can bring you in contact with people from many different places where viruses like COVID-19 are spreading. When you're traveling, it's often impossible to avoid crowded spaces. So protect yourself and take precautions. Make sure you're up to date with COVID-19 vaccines before you leave home, and don't travel if you're sick. Wearing a well-fitting, high-quality mask is an additional prevention strategy that you can choose to further protect yourself and others from respiratory viruses in busy places with poor ventilation, like airport jetways, airplanes when the ventilation system is off, or when using public transportation. Respiratory infections are a leading reason why travelers seek medical care. People 65 and older and those with a weakened immune system are at highest risk for COVID-19, whether at home or away. If that describes you, talk to your health care professional for specific recommendations before deciding to travel. Take precautions so viral infections won't get in the way of your vacation fun.
It's not just another day in your life. things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips, and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. And Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me, this is news they can use.